Ryan White's a Bay Area filmmaker. He divides his time between the city and out on the Russian River here and has stopped off to talk with us about his most recent project, a film called Mondo Banana. Why bananas?
Everybody always asks that question. My last film was a project that I shot in Iraq, and it was very much about humans coming together, human conflict. So after doing that project, I wanted to make a film about humans and plants. I was over humans and humans.
But there are a lot of plants you could have chosen.
Well, that's the thing, is originally I wanted to do it about a type of flower that people are particularly obsessed with. But my producer introduced me to this man, Marko Hakkinen, who is a Finnish botanist. Originally, he was a sea captain. But through a strange twist of fate, he became one of the world's leading banana botanists. My producer introduced me to him, and I started following him. I went to Helsinki and started working with him. And I was living in Asia at the time. I was in Bangkok during this period. And bananas are actually indigenous to Southeast Asia. So while I was working with this Finnish botanist, I started realizing I'm in the hot seat of banana culture right here. And so I decided that I wanted to divert the project from being just about this one man to being about the world of banana cultures, specifically in Asia.
By now, they're pretty omnipresent throughout the tropics, aren't they?
Absolutely, yes. They're native to South and Southeast Asia, but they've been brought to, obviously, Latin America, Africa, and other tropical areas.
Are plantains a relatively recent introduction to Latin America, then? I thought they went way back.
They do go way back. But when I say they're indigenous, I mean, this is where if you trace bananas back to their very roots. This is where they came from.
I heard recently an author who'd written a book about bananas interviewed and learned that there were hundreds of varieties. Who knew?
Yeah. In Asia, there's about 1,000 varieties of bananas. In Africa, there's about 200. And in Latin America, there's about 20. So again, going back to Asia, you really have a diverse array of bananas to look into there.
So what's the story then that hooks all these bananas together?
You know, I have a background in anthropology and ethnographic film. So I'm really interested in human cultures and how they interact with this one plant. Really, the cohesion is the banana. In India, bananas are one of the holiest fruits to take to the temple. Or you go to Thailand and there's a banana spirit. There's also a banana spirit in Malaysia, an evil banana ghost that lives in the banana tree and comes down to tempt men and eventually kill them. We also went to southern China to a village where they do the dragon dancing. You know, we've all seen the dragon dancing on Chinese New Year. But they actually make the dragons out of banana leaves.
Wait a minute. There was a haunted banana?
Yes. There's many banana ghosts, actually. Interestingly enough, the one in Malaysia is an evil spirit. And men call on her because she will grant them sexual and other types of favors. But she will eventually steal their life force. But
and all of this is in the film in one form or another.
Yes.
You must have had fun making this.
Yeah, I had a blast, actually.
What about the banana peel? Is that in there, too?
Yeah, there's actually some interesting facts about the banana peel. One thing that everybody always loves in the film is that I learned in China that you can polish your shoes with a banana peel.
How long did you spend immersed in banana culture before you came up with 60 minutes of film?
I worked on this film for about 3 years, and I had close to 80 to 90 hours of footage. So I could have made about 12 movies on bananas, but I really needed to rein it in and get it down to an hour, which was much more palatable for most audiences.
Can you still stand to eat them?
I love bananas, yeah.
Ryan White here to talk to us about bananas. His new film is Mondo Bananas. Guess what it's about. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.